This episode of the Golf Unfiltered podcast is brought to you by Club Champion, the nation's number one fitter, builder, and retailer of the best brands in golf. With more than 35,000 hittable head and shaft combinations, Club Champion can find the best options for your swing. Look, you've heard me talk about it millions of times on this show, folks. You need to get fit for new golf clubs. Go out to clubchampiongolf.com today for more details. Let's go.
You're listening to the Golf Unfiltered podcast, your source for in-depth interviews with the biggest names, brands, and personalities in golf. Our mission? To keep you informed and help you enjoy the game even more. And now, the owner and host of the Golf Unfiltered podcast, Adam Fonseca.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Golf Unfiltered podcast. I am your host, as always, Adam from golfunfiltered.com. Follow us on social media at Golf Unfiltered, and you can send us an email, golfunfiltered@gmail.com. Hello to our friends over at thehackersparadise.com if you're listening to this on the THP mobile app. Hello to our friends over at Cleveland and Strixon Golf as well. You want to make sure that you follow the hashtag BuiltForDistance to learn a little bit more about all the great equipment that's coming out of both Cleveland and Strixon this year. And last but not least, our friends over at budgetgolf.com. Be sure to check out all the great sales they have going on every single day. Today, folks, we welcome Mr. Nick Sherburn from Club Champion. He is the founder and is a master club fitter and builder over at Club Champion. It's a great facility that you can go and learn more, not only about the golf equipment that's available today, but also about your golf swing. And hopefully you can walk out with a brand new set of clubs fit specifically to your game. And so today, Nick and I talk a lot about the fitting experience that Club Champion provides. I've had the opportunity to be fit over at Club Champion in the past. I hope to go do that again here very soon. And they've actually got a new location. They just moved a little bit, actually, in Willowbrook near my house, Willowbrook, Illinois. And, you know, it's just a great facility, like I said, to go and just learn more about the game of golf, learn more about your golf swing, how equipment interacts with what you're able to do with your body throughout the golf swing. And Nick and I talk so much more about those types of details in today's conversation. So I hope you enjoy today's talk with Mr. Nick Sherburn of Club Champion.
Hi, this is Bill Hobson from the Four Golfers Network podcast. And as you and I enjoy this episode of Golf Unfiltered with my friend Adam, I'm reminded of an indisputable reality. We, as golfers, are nuts. We chase a small ball around the planet, spending thousands of dollars in the effort to get that ball into a tiny hole. We then yell at the ball and curse it when it doesn't listen, even though it can't listen, it's a ball. This insanity is all part of the magic of the game, and it's what we celebrate on the Four Golfers Network podcast every Monday when a fresh episode comes your way on Apple Podcasts, Google, Stitcher, Spotify, iHeart, you know, all the places. So after you finish listening to Adam today, I'd love to have you check out the Four Golfers Network podcast, that's F-O-R-E, where we celebrate the game with top name guests and an exploration of the things about golf that both drive us crazy and bring us back for more.
I skate! The ball is just sitting there and I can't hit it.
Welcome back, folks. As we mentioned at the top of the show, very excited to welcome Mr. Nick Sherburn. He is a founder and a master club builder over at Club Champion Golf. Nick, thanks so much for taking some time out of your busy schedule. The golf season's getting up and running. I'm sure you're picking up over there at Club Champion.
Oh, yeah, everybody's getting excited, and with the Masters right around the corner, that's when I truly think the golf season kicks off for most folks.
It's definitely the case for you and me. We live in around the same area here in the Chicagoland area, and it's been cold, but, you know, the temperature's turning a little bit, so I'm excited.
Yeah, well, I can't wait to get out there.
So before we get too ahead of ourselves here, Nick, you know, for folks who might not have heard of Nick Sherburn before, why don't you give us a little background on your involvement with Club Champion, how long you've been there, and maybe how you got involved in the club fitting.
Sure. So 20 years ago, me and another gentleman started a company called EJL Custom Golf, and that was in 98. And that, believe it or not, I was only 16 years old. And the other gentleman was retired, and he was showing me how to do. And it was started off as a club repair business called EJL Custom Golf. And we mainly did repairs, but we also did club fitting at the time, but we didn't really have a lot of the brands and because we were small, but we had all the little machineries, and we made a name for ourselves in the repair and the club fitting world. And being a young guy, this is right when launch monitors started to come out and people started, I wouldn't say that. We as club fitters were starting to realize there's a lot more to this and we can, you know, lead our golfers to water, if you will, a little bit easier and show them how big of a difference club fitting can mean for their game. And so, you know, through the years, we built up the business. And in 2009, I took on some new investment partners and we took what EJL was at the time, which was two stores, and put a little horsepower to it. And now we're at 62 stores and we're still doing the same thing I set out 20 years ago, which is to help golfers play better golf and show them how big of a difference equipment can mean to how they swing the golf club and ultimately score on the golf course.
It's an amazing thing how big you've expanded in that amount of time. I mean, over 60 stores, and I know you've got plans for expanding even further. You know, what has driven that success and that expansion in your mind?
Well, I think it's just we swam upstream a little bit, right? So I think a lot of people have never been educated on what club fitting can truly do for them, or gotten past the stigmas of what club fitting is, expensive, time consuming, I'm not good enough, all these things. And what we've done is we've really done a great job, in my opinion, and I think we still have a lot of work to do, but educating the golfer on why, no matter what level you are, if you play golf, especially if you're listening to podcasts like this, you care about the game enough, why not have equipment that can change your and transform your game? And I think that people are starting to see that and they're starting to get it, but it's taken a long time and it's helped us expand because people are coming in and seeing it every day, what a custom fit golf club can do for their game.
You know, and word of mouth has to help so much. I've actually had the chance to be fit at the Willowbrook, Illinois location, where I know is your main headquarters. And, you know, I would tell a friend who would tell another friend, and they would see just, you know, what I came out with in regard to my fit for the clubs that I got fit for. And I imagine that that's probably the best form of advertising for you guys, wouldn't you say?
Oh, absolutely. Word of mouth is it. And that's our whole, like, slogan, kind of, is customer first. And we try to really do that. I mean, we try to hit on all cylinders because we know that what we want is you leaving and you go home and you can tell your friend, like, hey, I just went to Club Champion. They got my ball speed up. They lowered my spin. They did this. And they really can tell the story of and be excited about what they just did. And it's not just a transactional sale. We want it that way. That's a little bit of the difference. You know, when I came up with the sale concept of what we do is, I hate going and buying a car because I don't know anything about vehicles. So if you go and just go, yeah, this has this engine, this bop, 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 that's what it sounds like to me, is bop, bop, bop. Mm-hmm. I don't understand. I don't get it. So I want our fitters to walk you through every aspect of the fitting so that you leave empowered knowing exactly what that fitter did. So that when you see what it costs to do, you go, I get it. And I get what I'm getting out of this. I see the value in it. And I know how my game's going to change because of it.
And that's one of the biggest benefits that even I experienced, Nick, when I went through a fitting over at Club Champion, was I have been playing for over 20 years. And I learned more about my golf game from Roger, was the guy that actually helped me out. And it was just an amazing thing. Like, I didn't know how much I didn't know, you know what I mean? And so it was just such a great educational experience that you guys had over there. So it's nice to see that you, or hear that that's the model that you follow.
Yes. And I mean, there's a lot of good information. You can go online and, you know, you can listen to podcasts like this. You can go out Golf WX, you can do all these things. The problem is you're going to read little one-sided stories or hear one-sided stories, and that's okay because that's all that can be told. But when you actually go into a fitting, it's a one-on-one experience, and that's what we're trying to do is, okay, this is what you've read, and that's why you've read that, but here's how it translates to you. And here's what needs to happen for you based on what you do with your golf equipment, the swing you make, because your swing is a fingerprint. It truly is. And so that's what we have, all the options we have and all the technology we have and the fitters we have, is to come up with that prescription, if you will, based on what you do, your fingerprint.
Now, you mentioned something a little bit ago regarding the different levels of players that come and get fit over at Club Champion. And obviously, you see everyone from beginners probably all the way up to tour players. And I know you've worked with a few tour pros in your background. But, you know, one of the things that we hear a lot on this show is that, you know, can higher handicappers actually benefit more than lower handicappers? And, you know, from a club fitting, that is, what's your take on that whole thing?
I would rather have the higher handicapper every day of the week.
And why is that?
And a lot of Yeah. And a lot of club fitters would say the opposite. I actually, you know, when we train all our employees come here, all our fitters come for a 1 month training program in Willowbrook. And I had that up with another gentleman, Brad Sislow, and, you know, we take them through 6 days a week, rigorous training. And the one thing I can tell you is that they come in, because they're all club fitters, they're like, oh, I'd rather work with the person. I'm like, I'm going to teach you to work with the higher handicapper, not the lower. Here's my thing about higher handicappers. Typically, because I always call it my dad effect, because my dad's one of those. And so I look at it through his eyes. He's playing, before I got into his golf bag, he was playing stuff either a buddy who was a better player told him to play, something like before I got into business, he would go to the store and somebody just told him, and they totally sized him up as a high handicapper, so like it doesn't matter, so just, you know, whatever. Or something he read in Golf Digest. So he has all this stuff that's probably ill fit, or even he has no business having a lob wedge. So, you know, it's all that kind of stuff. And so when you get that high handicapper in there and you can start really informing them and showing them how having, you know, maybe you don't need 14 clubs, maybe you only need 11 clubs, maybe you need 12 clubs, but helping them really make a bag that helps them score better on the golf course is so empowering, and it can really jump a person's score going down faster than anything else out there.
And I'm sure that when folks come in who might be a higher handicapper and they go and they get fit and they see all the benefits to their game, obviously they're going to improve over time, and they may sprinkle in some lessons here and there. And ultimately, do they have the option, Nick, to come back to Club Champion to see if their swing, which has improved over time, actually impacts the fit that they got prior?
Yeah, absolutely. It's, you know, lessons are a huge part of the game. And, you know, as you probably some folks see in our advertising, we have Hank Ganey and Ledbetter and certain folks that endorse us. And I will never say, but they're with me on this high handicapper thing. They're, you know, a higher mid to higher handicapper comes to get lessons from them, and they're trying to make some pretty severe changes to that person's swing or game. And if they have equipment that person's fighting, that golfer's fighting, they can't do their job as teachers because they're fighting the equipment. So, you know, they want to come in and they want us to at least get them. They don't have to go full Monty, you know, soup to nuts, but let's get some golf clubs in there that, you know, this person can now swing without, you know, be inhibited and actually make some swing changes. And so not only does the clubs help just help alone, but now you're able and empowered to make the swing changes your coach does, the double whammy to get your weight out.
Hey guys, it's your buddy Adam from golfunfiltered.com. We're going to get back to the conversation in just a second, but I want to ask you a very important question. Are you the best putter in your foursome? Chances are, if you're thinking twice about it, that means you're probably not. Luckily, you can go to Club Champion and get all your putting woes fixed. Did you know that putting accounts for 40% of your strokes? Well, your putter should be 100% fitted to your game. Club Champion's master fitters and builders can find the right putter to help shave strokes off your score and instill that confidence on the green that you've been hoping for all these years. Go out to clubchampiongolf.com today to learn more. Yeah, and that makes a lot of sense to me, and I've got a few buddies who are probably listening to this now, and guys, he's talking to you guys. Go get fit, for crying out loud, already. You need the help. You know, Nick, you know, one of the things that I've also been asked is the difference between going to a club fitter like Club Champion versus just going to like a local demo day. I mean, I don't live too far from Cog Hill, for example, and they've got demo days all the time out there. And there are, you know, pros out there that are trying to help people in that regard, to get, you know, quote unquote, comfortable with a set of clubs. For the person who's never been through a custom fit before, what's the main difference, or what are some of the differences between going to a driving range demo day versus going into Club Champion?
Well, the first one I always like to say is you're going to get the very, very one-on-one experience. So, you know, the first thing you're going to do when you go to a Club Champion is you're going to sit down with your fitter, and they're going to get to understand you and your game and your goals and aspirations of what you want with the game and out of that experience of the club fitting. And so it's going to be very one-on-one instead of very transactional that you're probably going to get more at the demo day.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, I always like to say the demo matrix. So, you know, we have 200 different wood shafts, 200 different iron shafts, different lengths, different flexes, different weights, all the, you know, and so, and all of it can get screwed together. So like at a demo day, a lot of times, if you go to Titleist, you're only, you only what Titleist heads are and Titleist shafts are. If you go to Strixon, what Strixon heads are, Strixon. So you don't really get this whole mixing and matching or wide array because you're limited to what each manufacturer offers and what they have. So that's another big experience that I think you don't get at the demo day. Number four, I always like to say, you know, what you don't get at an outdoor demo day is you don't get a controlled atmosphere. Mm. You know, a lot of people go, well, I want to get fit outdoors. And trust me, we could have set up this business however we wanted. And we, at the time, we had an outdoor thing at Cantini when we first started, and we had an indoor one here in Willowbrook. And, you know, we looked at both business models. And to me, if you're a tour player, being fit outdoors is maybe one thing because they can call their shot before they hit it. But for the average person, there, you know, there's so many variables at play: weather, golf balls, lies, wind, all these things. And what's truly causing it to happen? Is it the golf club or is it the person? Is it the wind? What is it? So, you know, that's why we like our nice controlled indoor environment that we've set up. So we like that part too. And I think finally, you know, it's the whole spec build process.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, at the end of the fit at a demo day, the person's just going to look at the markings that are on this club and write it down, and they're not going to put it on a club ruler. They're not going to know what swing weight it was. They're not going to know what loft and lie it was. They're not going to know any of that. They're just going to write down a bunch of specs based off what that should be. Where at Club Champion, you know, our whole deal is we're going to measure that whatever club you were hitting the fit, we're going to measure on all our equipment. And it's not to say you couldn't buy them from us any other way. We'll sell you stock golf clubs if that's really what you want to do, but we're trying to show you about how we can take that club and spec it out, build it with the exact same machinery that's all zeroed out and spec'd out in our build shop, and then get it to you so that when you get out on the golf course, it performs exactly like it did in the bay, which goes around to our perfect guarantee and all that. So
yeah, absolutely. And you know what's interesting though is I'm sure, and we kind of touched on this earlier, Nick, you know, as consumers begin to become more educated in not only golf clubs themselves, but also club specs, I'd imagine that you've probably got a fair share of people that walk in and say, you know what, I know exactly what I need. I need, you know, 1 degree flat, or I need, you know, this, that, and the other. You know, is there still that opportunity to kind of talk with that person to kind of really educate them to say, hey, just because you read this on a message board, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's true?
Well, my favorite one is that lie angle is a perfect one. So I want 1 degree flat. 1 degree flat to what? It's always what I tell the customer. And right. Then they kind of go, what? And I go, okay, let me explain. There is no standard lie. Each manufacturer within their model of manufacturer, they have a standard lie. So you have to understand that. And, you know, the other thing is sometimes like people will do, we'll talk about it. We'll go, well, you know, in lie angle, if you just hit it off the board, doesn't tell the whole story. You know, you also need to look where it's hitting on the face and your shot shape. So you start talking about a customer, like when a client walks in and you start challenging them a little bit like that, they're like, oh, wow. And then you go show it to them and they're like, holy cow, good thing I didn't do that. So we're constantly, I love it when people challenge us like that, because to me, it's a chance that they want to be educated. And we want to educate them on really what it is and show them what they're really looking to solve and how you solve it properly.
And that's great to know, too. And I could say that that was my experience as well when I went to Club Champion. I thought I knew what I needed. And, you know, you guys did a great job of educating me even more, as I mentioned before. You know, another thing I wanted to talk a little bit, though, about the other services that Club Champion also offers. And you touched on one really quickly about the puring, shaft puring, for example, you know, custom paint fills. What are some of the other things that you can actually work with your consumers to really customize that set of clubs to their own?
Well, yeah, we stamp and paint fill a lot of stuff, and we're happy to show you that. We have custom ferrules, which I always think are really cool. I wish more people would take us up on those, but I think that's something that's still getting around the corner. I think it's getting a little bit more popular now. But, you know, we have companies we work with that can custom paint heads. If you go on our social media website, you'll see some funky colored, different, like, tailor-made heads and whatever, and we do some cool stuff like that. And so we try to, I mean, in every way possible, we try to make it as custom as possible. We want you to put your fingerprint on them and really make them yours.
And so as far as something like puring, you know, I know that, you know, the clubs that I got fit for at Club Champion, they have the pured shafts. And, you know, I know that can be controversial sometimes, depending on who you talk to on the internet these days. But, you know, what is your take on it? Maybe at a high level, explaining a little bit about what that process means.
Absolutely. Well, I will say another review site that we, a third-party review site, actually asked me to test it. We tested it with their readers called Plugged In Golf, actually another Chicago guy.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Matt Saturnus. And we found out it increased yardage up to 5 to 7 yards and got you 2.5 yards closer. I made a believer out of him, and he thought for sure he was coming in to pick that thing apart. He'll tell you that. But what it is every shaft. So what most people realize, don't need to realize, is that SST peering, which is a shaft alignment, and I'll get to that in a minute, was not derived from golf. Actually, fly fishermen, archers, people that have to use precision round tubes have been doing shaft alignment or round, you know, tube alignment forever, because mm-hmm. there is no such thing as a perfectly straight round tube. It just doesn't exist. And so the orientation of that tube is how that tube will either react in any given stress. So like I said, a lot of people have been doing this, and even golfers before SST Pure would do a thing called spining, which is, it's close, but not many shafts actually have spines.
Mm-hmm.
So it was really just finding like a hard point in the shaft, which it will have. Puring came along, and it's the more scientific. So this shaft, because it's not round, perfectly round, because it's not perfectly straight, because it might have irregularities in the manufacturing because of the shaft, how it was sanded or stretched or rolled or whatever, is going to have points in it where it can't bend because those are stress points. So what happens, it makes the shaft bend out of plane, okay? So imagine you're swinging down, the shaft bending, and all of a sudden it gets stuck on in some imperfection in the shaft, and it has to bend around it.
Hmm.
That's going to kick the head slightly out of plane, and now you're going to deliver the head not square, and you're not going to hit it square.
Wow.
Peering's going to find that principal plane where it bounces back and forth perfectly. It marks the shaft, and then that's how our builders know how to put it in the club so that when you're swinging down and you put that stress on there, there's nothing in the way, and it just reacts the same way every time. And what we found with it, and when you go read the study at PluggedInGolf.com, you know, we found that people actually increase club head speed because now that they're not have something in the shaft to resist, your muscles want to resist, right? If I grabbed your arm and pushed it real hard, you'd want to resist my push.
Right.
But, you know, because you want to resist things. So when you have that unalignment in there, you're resisting. And so when you take that away, you're actually freer to make a swing, and you actually pick up club head speed, which makes you pick up distance. And that's exactly what the study showed. And then you hit it straighter. So it's pretty cool. And at Club Champion, we make you do it with all the wood shafts. It's baked in there. We figure it's $30. You're already buying a shaft that's $100, $200, $300, whatever it is, bucks. You at $30, this is a no-brainer. You got to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Irons, it's always optional, and you decide if you want to do it or not. We have some more tools in person to show you kind of how the whole thing operates, but I am 100% sold on it. I've been a licensee forever. I've seen a million shafts go through our 6 machines. We welcome anybody to come watch these machines if they want. You'll be amazed on how these shafts bounce, and so... It's interesting.
It definitely is. And I can tell, you know, it's funny you mentioned Matt, because Matt and I had a conversation, I think, after that study was done. And he's like, yeah, man, I'm a true believer now. That thing's for real. So, yeah, he's a good guy. He's been on the show a couple times. You know, Nick, for those listeners who may be interested in coming in for that first fitting, you know, they probably have some questions. But if you had, not to put you on the spot, but if you had maybe the top 3 things for a brand new customer who's never been fit before to consider before walking through that door, what would you say those are?
Well, so in the fact that they're going to come in for a fit and what to do or what to ask?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so first thing is don't be scared and don't be shy. You know, there's no stupid questions in there. There's no reason to act like you know everything, and there's no reason to be scared. These fitters want to make this experience to be the all-in. They want you to be comfortable. They're going to try to do everything to make you comfortable. And communication is key. It's like, we tell the fitters, this is like some teachers you related with in school, some you didn't, and you always got better grades with the ones you related with, right? So, you know, you give us honest, good feedback, it's gonna work out great. So, you know, I see people come in on edge, and I see people come in on guard, and it's like, just come in and be truthful with us, be honest, and your fitter's gonna make this a really awesome experience. So that's number one. Number two is, don't be afraid of not having your A game. Okay. Nobody has their A game every day of the week. If we had our A game every day of the week, we would not be listening to this podcast. We'd be grinding at the golf course and collecting paychecks on Sunday.
That's right.
So that's what I tell people. So I said, you know, we're here because we are still amateurs, but we want to get better and we love the game. So, you know, I don't want you shanking it off the side of the bay, because if you are, the fitter is going to tell you we need to reschedule. But don't necessarily kill yourself if you're like, hey, I don't feel 100% today. Get in there. Let's see. You have a natural move to your swing. Your fitter's going to explain it. Just relax. Just let them do their thing. And third, just make sure when you get ready to do the purchase, there's a lot of enticing buys out there. There's a lot of places. I can get my clubs here. I can get my clubs there. I can do this. I can do that. You know, you've gone, you've invested the time to do the fit. There is a reason why we've been in business for 20 years. There's reason. It's not because we're scamming people with high-priced golf clubs. Now, you can buy a golf club the same way you buy it anywhere else from us, and you can buy it the all-in way, custom-built. Your fitter's going to show you these ways. You decide which avenue you're going to go. Just understand that we're there to make sure that whatever we do sell you performs like it did in the bay, and that's what we're there to do. So don't be afraid to ask questions and comfortable and with our fitters, because that's what we're there to do, is to make sure that at the end of the day, whatever we did in the bay translates to the golf course.
Well, from firsthand experience, I can definitely attest to everything that you just mentioned, Nick. You guys do a great job over at Club Champion Golf. And listeners, if you want to get involved and go get fit, and you know we talk about this all the time on this podcast, go out to clubchampiongolf.com. You can also reach them via phone at 888-332-0413. That number again is 888-332-0413. Nick, this has been very educational. I hope we can do it again in the future.
Yeah, thanks, Adam. It's been great.